This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. Comedian Fahim Anwar is going to join us in studio at 9:20, but joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's our pal Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, I was mentioning before you joined us that the last time I saw you, you were covered head to toe in that sit down with Jim Rome. How cold was
it? Bundled up. Bundled up, man. It was cold. But we had some fun with it. I mean, I had Boomer rocking the headband. I'm like, you know what? I got to rock a headband, too. Hello?
All right.
I must have hit something on my phone.
We lost you.
But yeah, it was headbands all around. You know, but yes, cold. I don't know how those Chiefs fans do it, man. We got there at 7:30 in the morning, and the parking lots don't open until 8, and there must have been a quarter mile backup of people just waiting to get inside the lots to start tailgating. And when we left at 6 at night, they were all still there, man, and it was cold.
Had you ever seen a game there before?
Yeah, I mean, I'd covered games there, like, as a print guy, you know, like back in my newspaper days. I hadn't been to the stadium since they refurbished it somewhat, and I hadn't been there like that early. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like arriving at 7:25 for a 2:05 kickoff. So to see them in all their playoff glory, and obviously Patrick Mahomes is just a super special player, and you know, I think we got the two best teams here still playing football, so it should be a heck of a Super Bowl.
Did you watch that game from the press box?
No, I watched most of it from the trailer we had set up, which was kind of like our green room.
Okay. So you had warmth. You had some warmth there.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, trust me. When I was done, I ran right to the green room and started taking layers off and drinking some coffee. Yeah.
What's Jim Rome like off camera? Is he pretty cool?
I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is very very laid back. Very much a team player. Just a good guy. The cold was definitely getting to him, though. The coldest part of the day was, like, the set they had us on outside the stadium was like a 10-minute, well, at least felt like 10-minute golf cart ride.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it was, like, seriously cold, because the wind is just whipping already, and then you're going, I don't know how fast those things go, I don't know, 15 miles an hour, you know what I mean? But everything just hanging out, it's not like it's enclosed. And I'm like, dude, are your knees frozen? He's like, my kneecaps are frozen, bro. He's like, I chose fashion over function. Never again. So yeah, you know, out in SoCal, you don't have a whole lot of winter gear hanging around. But no, I've gotten to know him pretty well, and he's a great dude.
So the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. The Titans. Want to talk to you briefly about the Titans. The Titans. They feel like a team that could go the Jacksonville Jaguars route, where they made it to the championship and then don't come back.
Yeah.
What do you expect to happen with Tannehill? Are they just going to re-sign him?
Yeah, they'll tag him, I think. If you're him at this point, unless we're talking, you know, a Kirk Cousins-esque contract, you're probably not doing anything until they tag you. So, you know, that takes place a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, basically. And then I think they go from there. That buys them until, you know, the middle of July to get a long-term deal done. Is there some structure that they come up with? It's a four-year, you know, a two-year deal that's masquerading as a four-year deal for cap purposes. You know, or if you put them on a non-exclusive franchise tender and you rent them next year for $27 million, that's not impossible either. In fact, with the way their cap is structured, it would be feasible. It wouldn't really hinder them. But obviously, you know, they've got Logan Ryan is a free agent. He had a big year for them. And obviously Derrick Henry is the other guy that they really want to keep. And if there isn't a new collective bargaining agreement and we're entering the final year of the old CBA, then you can use a franchise and transition tag. And that could be what's coming for Henry.
By the way, we kicked around the hypothetical. What if Vrabel wanted to bring in his old buddy Tom Brady to Tennessee? Do you think they'd prefer a 43-year-old Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill?
I don't know that – I don't see Tom Brady there, you know? Like, I think at the end of the day, you got to be realistic about where is he really going. And I mean, I like Nashville. You know, Nashville's a cool city. But I don't think that's where Tom Brady finishes his career. I don't think he leaves New England to go to a team, you know, in a smaller market that while they had a nice run this year, I don't know that you say that they're necessarily loaded for bear or they have a pedigree of winning. Now, I would say the Chargers don't have much of that either, but the Chargers do have a great cast on offense. He has lived in Malibu before. He is trying to have a post-playing career in Hollywood where he's producing whether it's, you know, movies or television shows. That's where a lot of his buddies are. That's where his trainer and Tom House, his throwing guy, is. That's where he has camps at USC, you know, for Edelman and his buddies every year anyway. That's where Giselle likes to be. And they need a quarterback. And they're moving into a glistening new stadium. So, you know, I think it's a small list of places Brady would go. I do know that the Chargers have a unique appeal to him. At the end of the day, he may be back in New England. It would not surprise me if he is, but there will be a process to it this time. It's not just going to be him and Kraft getting in a room and hammering out a team-friendly contract in a couple of hours. That's not where this is going, and he is going to talk to other teams.
Jason, moving off quarterbacks for just a second, do you like the fit of Jay Gruden to offensive coordinator in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't know, like, that anybody would go there. You know, you could put Kyle Shanahan there. Like, if the coach is pretty much coming in with his butt, you know, in the hot seat, right? Like, no one's on a hotter seat. Like, Doug Marrone, you know, Dan Quinn, they come in already with the owner saying, you know, this is it. Double secret probation is over. Like, you got to win or I'm not going to just keep you around forever. And then you look at the state of that roster and some of their cap issues, and they're going to have to start gutting the defense, and they've never really had an offense, and you're probably stuck with Foles for another year, but that's just a one-year. Everything feels like a one-year limbo, kind of like you're just trying to get through 2020 to start popping yourself up as an organization, you hope, in 2021. I mean, I don't think they've hit rock bottom yet. So, I know, what is Jay going to do? I'm intrigued by Gardner Minshew, but again, I think they're going to be stuck with Foles. And if you're paying Foles $20 million, you know, you're probably making an argument that he could at least fight for that job and have a chance to see the field. I mean, they don't have any tight ends. They've got a running back, but he's kind of a plotter. I don't know, man. The offensive line is meh. I think it's a tough gig.
Hey, so talking to Jason Lockenfor, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. To get back to kind of the quarterback shuffle,
sure.
You write about the Brady effect. So if Brady were to leave New England and ends up with a team like the Chargers, I know this is all hypothetical, but you have this fallout, this dominoes of Rivers ends up in Tampa, Jameis goes to Oakland, and Derek Carr ends up with the Redskins?
Well, I don't think it's crazy, you know. I don't. You look at the way the contract's structured, you could buy him pretty cheap. Ron Rivera, I mean, you guys have probably followed it closer than me. Has he made any sort of proclamations that, you know, Haskins is a big part of why I took this job, and you know, Haskins is the present and the future, and you know,
no, he did
he's
the opposite.
Guy.
He basically did the opposite of his presser, yeah.
And no one's doubting, like, are we doubting that Ron Rivera has a lot of power right now, right? No. Like, he hasn't been there long enough for Dan to neuter him yet. Like, if he's ever going to be able to get exactly what he wants, it's this offseason, right? He's got a completely blank slate. And if, you know, a guy who not that long ago was going to the playoffs with your defensive coordinator and was up for an MVP award, and he's still pretty young, and he's on a real team-friendly contract is all of a sudden out there, and you think you're building a playoff defense because now you got Chase Young along with everything else you've invested in your front seven. Like, if you're trying to build it that we're going to do what the 49ers did, you can't add any more to your front seven after that. So they're probably thinking we got a pretty good defense. And so, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's kind of connecting dots. It's throwing darts. I'm not reporting anything. I just was like, well, let's say Brady actually leaves. Then how could I see this playing out? And when you get to the point where I know Gruden's not sold on Derek Carr, and whether it's Jameis Winston or whether it's, you know, Tua or whatever they might be thinking about doing there, Herbert, maybe it's Andy Dalton. I mean, a bunch of different ways they could go. Cam Newton. If they do something that they think is different or better than Carr, then, again, Carr is very tradable. So then you start looking at, well, what would be the potential market for Carr? Who would know him best? Who would, you know, who would politic for him? Who would think, hey, you know, he does complete 70% of his passes. And, yeah, he's got some warts, but, you know, he can play a little bit. And $19 million ain't breaking the bank, you know. You could restructure it. You could easily restructure it. As you're saying, well, we're still carrying Alex Smith, right? And that's a big nut.
Right.
Well, Haskins isn't costing you anything. And you could restructure Carr simply and get his cap number down. So, I don't know. Food for thought.
Yeah, I didn't watch every Raider game start to finish. But when I did watch him, just looking at Gruden's face, he looked like he was really frustrated. Now, not just with Carr, but I'm sure Carr had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Right, but I got a 10-year contract. We're moving to Vegas. I've got full autonomy. I've gotten rid of most of what I've inherited, and I don't. And good is not. And Gruden is meticulous, and he's hard on quarterbacks as a rule. When it's not his guy, a guy he didn't pick, he's even, you know, more of a taskmaster. And I think he's looking for somebody who, like, say what you want about Jameis, like it can be a disaster, but it can also be. Like, he'll push the ball downfield so much that a lot of amazing stuff will happen, too. And I know that Gruden's frustrated that with his legs and with his arm, that Carr is so risk-averse that I think that's where kind of the rubber's hitting the road.
Hey, what about Rivers to the Dolphins?
I think for Rivers, it's Tampa or Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've got Fitzpatrick there. I think they're going to draft Tua if possible. You know, they've already got their caretaker guy. I don't know that Rivers is really that much of an. I mean, I thought Fitzpatrick was the better quarterback last year.
Oh, he definitely
now maybe
was. Yeah.
You know that we can talk about. Well, Fitzpatrick had nothing to lose, and the games didn't matter, and he could play free. You know what I mean? And Phillip is kind of playing for his future with the Chargers and injuries and yada yada yada. But I think a guy like Frank Reich in Indianapolis would look at Rivers and say, hey, I think he might have one more run in him, you know, coaching him the way I coached him in San Diego. And then I think Bruce Arians, if he is just frustrated, not that Philip doesn't turn the ball over. Philip turns it over almost as much as Jameis.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could see if B.A. saying, look, I'm kind of frustrated with that thing. And for the money he wants, let's go rent Rivers for a year or two. And that'll be like his Carson Palmer, you know, like – B.A. is not in this forever with where he is at his stage of his life, let alone his career and all the health issues he's battled. You know, he's always year to year. So they've got talent there, obviously, on offense. The defense got better as the season went along, I thought, with Todd Bowles. And I could certainly see them. I'm hearing more and more about them talking internally about Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Jason, all the people that you deal with and talk to and work with, what's the early lean on the Super Bowl?
You know what? I got to be honest. I haven't really started picking people's brains about how they think that game will play out. I think the line is pretty indicative of how close a lot of people deem it to be. There's a discrepancy in terms of the ability for the quarterback to be transcendent. I mean, one has basically been nothing but superb almost every game he's played in his career. And the other one, you know, is asked to be a little bit more of a caretaker and a game manager. Who scores first, who scores second, I think will be huge in this game. San Francisco's not good. You know, as great as Derrick Henry was running the ball, once you put them in down distances and scoreboards that didn't allow them to have volume in the run game, then the odds of them having a comeback, you know, obviously dwindled. I think it's the same kind of scenario for San Francisco, but San Francisco's got the best defense in football.
Right.
And if San Francisco's getting pressure on Mahomes with 3 and 4, and then also able to drop back and play coverage, that's a problem. So I don't know. I lean to Kansas City because we're in an era of offense, and I think, you know, you could have a great day and Mahomes still puts 28 points on you. So can San Francisco score into the 30s on that defense, as well as Kansas City's played as a, you know, as a whole on that side of the ball the last, you know, 3 months? I don't know. Yeah. It should be a heck of a game regardless. I'm excited to see it. But I lean a little bit to the Chiefs.
Hey, real quick, we had a discussion on the show, a whole segment on it, about Eli and Rivers. Actually, we threw Rivers in there, too. Whether or not Eli is a Hall of Famer, Rivers a Hall of Famer. I say both are in the Hall of Fame. Now, some people can debate, and they say, well, Eli was never one of the top five quarterbacks in the league in his generation.
To me, he wasn't.
Yeah. Rivers has the stats but doesn't have the rings. Eli has good stats but doesn't and does have the rings. What do you say?
I think you're right. At the end of the day, they both get in. I think Eli probably gets in first ballot, especially if a lot of these other quarterbacks are still playing. He might find himself in a nice little pocket where a lot of surefire guys like Adrian Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald kept playing a year or two after him, and obviously Tommy's still playing, Drew's still playing. But look, one guy also played in the middle of nowhere, basically, right? San Diego, where every year it's like, are they going to get a new stadium? Are they going to move? And the other one was in a football metropolis. I think that, you know, skews people's view a little bit. And look, the Mannings are the Kennedys, right? Like what the Kennedys are to politics in this country, the Mannings are to football. So I think that kind of gives you a little boost, too. Like if Eli Manning never made the Hall of Fame, would I be upset about it? No. Like if I was a voter, would I be rah-rah to put Eli in? No, but I also understand that enough people would be that it's probably not a fight worth, you know what I mean, getting all upset about because it seems inevitable for me that they're both going to get in.
Yeah.
All right, that's Jason Lockham for. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check him out, radio.com, Sports NFL Insider.
All right, you got it, guys. Have a good one.
Yep, thanks Jason.
Bye.
Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Mm-hmm.
Giants will be hiring a new backup quarterback because now it's all Daniel Jones.
Yes, they will.
That's right.
Redskins will be hiring a new backup quarterback, or will they bring back Case Keenum or Colt McCoy?
Well, they can't bring Colt
it's
back.
It's impossible Colt McCoy comes back.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
It would be really interesting if they brought in someone like Derek Carr.
Right.
And I would love to know what the discussion was between Snyder and Rivera. Does Snyder say, hey, we'll hire you, your job is yours, but Haskins has to be your guy? Or was it flip-flopped and Rivera said, if you want me, I got to have my own quarterback?
Right.
I would love to know what those discussions were like.
Mm-hmm. Behind the closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Turner had nice things to say about him, but you're right, Rivera really didn't say that much about Dwayne Haskins. He certainly didn't say Dwayne Haskins is my guy for the next 5 years.
No, why would he? He has no loyalty to Dwayne Haskins.
Yep.
None right. whatsoever.
If you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio. We're coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is an Open Line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe that Kevin has been holding for longer than 90 minutes to talk about the stupid Pittsburgh Penguins. But you know what? I have to respect his caller hustle, so we'll go to him.
He's a loyal listener. Stop by here last week and brought us half-eaten cherry pie.
I can't remember.
I'm sure this is not going to be worth it, but it's Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, fellas.
Yep.
Now, I want your take on, is it a three-team race or a four-team race in the old Patrick Division, which is Metro now?
So you're talking about, obviously, the Caps, the Pens, the Islanders.
Right.
Who's the fourth team that I'm missing?
Carolina.
Okay, so Carolina is surging a bit, too. The Pens have been hot. Sure. Yeah, it's a three- or four-team race. I mean, the Caps have been playing well. They've given a few games up that they shouldn't
the
have.
Why can't the Caps beat the Isles?
They did beat the Islanders. They beat them the last time on the island.
But generally,
yeah,
they don't.
Like 6-4.
Yeah.
Here. They don't beat the Isles.
I don't know.
Here.
I don't know the splits against the Islanders. I'd have to look that up. Maybe they've struggled at times. But yes, it's probably a three or four team race, Kevin. Thank you.
Well, plus, those three coaches, they all know each other well.
They do. Who do you think is going to win it?
He thinks the Pens?
The division, most likely the Caps.
The Pens are going to catch the Caps.
In the playoffs.
Oh, okay. All right. Hope you're wrong.
Can't they just go away already? Can't they go the way of like the Detroit Red Wings?
Who, the Pens?
Yes, they were great for a while.
And just fade into obscurity? I would love that. That'd be great. But, you know, it pains me to say this. They're a class organization, and they're obviously talented, and they're going to be a problem come playoff time. Probably going to have to go through them again at some point if the Caps are going to get to another Stanley Cup final.
By the way,
just the way it's looking.
It was tilting me that the last two segments, JP was standing right behind me, hovering over me, invading my personal space because he's cleaning up my corner.
You know what? I will take the blame for that. I apologize for
he
that.
He opened the door.
I flipped the switch with JP because I said the studio is a little bit cluttered.
Uh-huh.
There's a few too many tchotchkes even for me.
But then Cakes wouldn't get rid of Randy Edsel.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, JP wants to get rid of... He wants to get rid of the Randy Edsel bobblehead. His head doesn't bobble a lot. I'm guessing it's pretty close to real life.
By the way, that,
not a lot of movement there.
That bobblehead could defend the pass better than his DBs did this year.
How are we going to part with the Randy? This is a classic piece of Junk's memorabilia.
By the way, we
can't part with this.
I didn't realize we had as many candles as we do have. When you actually put them all together.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of candles. You know what we don't have
candles.
A lot of? Matches to light the candles.
No, I found matches.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, ironically from Matchbox.
Ah, very good.
But why do you care what it looks like in here? Really? Does it bother
you? For
the
most part,
I
really don't.
He just made a note of it.
I just kind of, you know, I observed the room,
right.
And it was getting a little bit crowded. JP's now on a mission.
Also, JP, are you done in this corner?
Yeah.
You're done? All right, good.
Dukes is going to be pretty happy when he comes in today and finds half his stuff out on the table.
What stuff?
Keep it out there. I want to hear his rant. He'll probably blame me.
There was something.
So, Chad Dukes, if half of your tchotchkes have wound up on the table, I apologize. It's my fault.
But I didn't throw them away.
I'm ultimately
to
blame.
I put them out on the table so people, if they really want to claim, I don't know, there was like a couple of Boston Red Sox tumblers.
Yeah.
There was an awful like coffee mug.
Yeah, but Randy Edsel is here to stay. He's not going anywhere.
I finally put the what do we have? You know, in tchotchkes. We had the Mattel games.
Yes,
put those out there.
I mean, those are 35 years old.
Some books that have been sitting there forever.
Yeah, so it just had to go.
All right, Cakes,
but again, that's my fault.
Cakes told us he has a very light entertainment page. Why don't we open it up anyway?
Let's do it. Let's do it. And we might even weave in a Matt Valdez culinary experiment into the EP.
Ooh.
Or maybe before the end of the 8 o'clock hour. Not sure.
I was going to say start with it.
Well, we can start with that. Drab T-shirt was goofing on Valdez because Valdez took home basically all of the leftover Bethesda bagels yesterday. There were probably like a dozen bagels because they just get
this
huge bag.
They hooked us.
It was very nice of them.
Yeah, it was a huge bag.
So Valdez is like, I can't let these go to waste. I'm going to have to bring these home. So he brings them home.
Are you trying to Joan a guy who used to bring Tupperware?
No, not at all. I said I respect his hustle.
I told the guys in the producer room, I said, I'm going to make some breakfast bagels tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's going to make some breakfast bagels.
Okay.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on assorted bagels.
That's strong and benevolent.
And he offered one to Drab T-Shirt, and Drab T-Shirt politely declined because I guess he's not a big fan of eating homemade
other people's
meals
food, yeah.
from other people. It's just a thing he doesn't do. And now there's friction there because Valdez was nice enough to offer it. And Draft T-shirt basically gave him the Heisman.
He's being finished. a huge diva.
Not a diva. I already made that mistake once with him. I invited him over to my house. He said, I'm going to make my famous nachos.
They're famous.
I didn't say famous. I knew. See, I'm very polite because I know Drab loves himself a good nacho plate.
Sure, who doesn't?
And so I decided to make a nacho plate.
Okay.
Yeah, he dipped them in the Pacific Ocean before he brought them over. They were the soggiest nachos.
Those are the worst.
Hold on.
No, they weren't.
Well, that's mistake number one. They have to be made on site. You can't make them at your house and then transport them.
He lived four houses down.
Still, I mean, that's just travel time.
He made a mistake. Anyways, I don't like other people's food.
Right.
Okay, it's just whatever. I tell him politely no yesterday. Then he brings it in today. When are you going to eat the sandwich I made you? It puts all the pressure on me. I said, bro, I don't want the sandwich. I'm sorry.
You already said no.
This is Matt Valdez.
No, thank you. And now he's stewing around here saying, fine, I'm giving it to my boy, AWOD.
Your boy. Yeah. Your guy.
Adam doesn't turn down a free breakfast sandwich.
Of course not. Why would he do that?
It's a thinner, improved AWOD, though. He might turn it down.
I spent all my time scooping the bagel, making the egg.
Hold on, wait. So, what is scooping the
bagel? I learned this from Bethesda Bagels.
Okay.
Is that they scoop kind of the inside.
Okay.
Of the bagel, so it's not as much breading.
Ah,
so it's not as filling.
You're basically giving him a bagel shell.
Kind of, yes.
Mm, okay.
It's very delicious.
Okay. I'll take your word for
it. So are you hurt?
Now I'm intrigued.
Well, Drab's just an a-hole.
Oh, he lies about everything.
He does.
He lies because
he was very intrigued by the breakfast sandwich option yesterday.
What am I lying about this bagel?
I know, but you said I don't sign things. I mean, that's such
a liar. Grinch when it comes to signing
things. I'm never a Grinch. He just makes stuff up. He just does.
He was very intrigued by the breakfast sandwich option.
I will eat your breakfast sandwich.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, you got to take her. You have more than one?
Cut it in half.
What do you mean, cut it?
I brought him in for the producer room.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring him tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
He's got it right now.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of taken away from AWOD.
Well, Jason's higher up on the totem pole.
He doesn't need to eat the whole thing.
It's fine. I'm going to lunch at Circa today, so I don't have to.
Oh, very good.
You're still going to go even though they canceled?
I had a plan with a college buddy, so I'm going to go eat with him.
Gotcha. Nice.
So he's been hyping up.
Cancel. We canceled some bit because EB's
not
Bickle's here.
Sick. Yes,
he's been hyping up this bagel, telling me the bacon is perfectly cooked.
It is.
He's hyping up that it's an everything bagel. He knows I love everything bagels. He used Gruyere, something like that. I mean, it's a silly. I know when it's hard to pronounce, it's a silly cheese. It's like Havarti.
Havarti's tough to pronounce.
For him, it is. Yes. Yeah.
This is restaurant quality.
It might be.
I can't believe that Drab turned it down.
Well, Drab,
and I don't understand why would Drab take a bagel from Bethesda Bagels, which is made in their kitchen, but he won't take a Matt bagel.
It's a psychological thing.
That's in my kitchen.
There's federal laws about them having clean hands and not leaving mustard from crabs under their fingers for weeks.
I'm kind
at a
of
time,
the same
like
way
you do.
It's a very good point.
Who was the one woman who would always make us food and bring it in?
Team Mom.
Yes. She would always bring stuff in, and I would never touch it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't touch it.
I would eat it.
Ronald the Mailman brought in lasagna one day, and I wanted to barf.
Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
That was his famous lasagna.
Yeah. I ate it.
You did?
Sure.
Was it? It was just okay.
I mean, it was lasagna. It was solid.
But I'm like that a little bit, too. I don't like to eat other people. Now, if I go to my buddy's house.
Or a restaurant.
Certainly a restaurant, but if I go to a friend's house and they have dinner, I'll eat it.
Sure.
But you know what it is? It's strangers.
Right. Strangers.
I can't eat strangers.
People on the periphery.
When Pittsburgh Kevin brought the half-eaten cherry pie,
I'm not touching
it. No chance.
Can't touch it.
I mean, I like Kevin, but there was no chance I was going to even sample that cherry pie. Impossible.
So are you going to sample it right now?
I want to sample it with the HDTV.
Hold on. Your mic isn't on, Ricky. Go sit over there.
I want to sample it.
Sit in the flu chair. Come on.
No, stay away from that.
By the way, somebody's been tweeting us over and over again, probably part of your AWOD army, for you to fill us in on Pamplona's 3-year anniversary. Were you there? Was it a big bash?
Yeah, and I was there last night also getting drinks. But
let me guess. 8 Jameson shots.
The most important thing is this Valdez homemade bagel.
All right.
It's got good weight to it.
All right.
Sniffing it.
Eggs smell good.
By the way, you never smell your food. What are you doing? You ever do that?
Of course.
You don't smell your food before you eat it.
You don't smell your food?
You on a sandwich, yeah, you'll take the bread off. And you never do that.
I usually smell my food.
Ugh. All right, take a bite. I'm getting tired of you already.
Valdez, I really do appreciate you making this bagel, taking the time out of the day.
Stop being such an ass kisser.
Because people think he hates me, but he actually took time out of his day last night to cook a bagel that somebody else already made, remake it for me. Mm-hmm. So, Valdez, this
cook
is
a bagel.
This is for you, Matt Valdez.
All right.
You suck! I hate you!
You're such a Rom wannabe.
Oh my god.
I was hoping that Bickle was out for a few days. We have no AY, but I'm wrong. I blame you.
And by the way,
I blame
that,
you. Kicks.
You just pummeled the
It's my fault?
Yeah, you brought up the sandwich.
How's that my fault?
You brought up the sandwich.
It's a good bit.
Hold on, let me see. Now, who's going to clean that up?
Yeah.
Who's going to clean that up?
This is the biggest mess I've ever seen.
You're going to clean that up.
I'll probably eat some of it.
I will give him credit that he sold that well. He said, did you see that coming?
No.
Did you see the heel turn coming?
Okay, but he just wants attention.
I understand. He's an attention craver. Oh, made me laugh. Jeez. He's a performance artist.
I think that looks worse than when I puked in the studio from the drinking show. How are you going to clean that? They never clean anything in here. That was part of the reason Cakes brought up the tchotchkes. Oh. There's so much dust and nastiness in here, and now we got eggs and bacon.
I mean, that is
ground into the rug.
Stomped into the rug.
Yeah, he's a wannabe Opie.
Hey, take a picture of it and send it to Dukes. I'm sure he'll be happy about that.
Dukes may not come in today. JP's throwing away all of his tchotchkes. And
JP spends the last 2.5 hours cleaning the studio.
Right. You have fun doing that.
I'm not touching that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How do you even know how to clean that up?
I mean, that,
you can't
there's going to be eggs and bacon.
You can't take a vacuum cleaner to that.
There's going
to
be eggs
you
and bacon
scrub it.
In that rug for the rest for, of...
In perpetuity.
The rest of this
It's never
show.
Going away.
You need to scrub it. It's a terrible. Vacuum cleaner does.
It's
going to
smell like
nothing.
Bacon and eggs in here forever.
Cakes is such a simple no,
thing. And you're worried about extra bobbleheads in the corner.
Hey, but at least we saved Randy Edsel. Randy Edsel is destined for the landfill, and he's good. He's safe forever.
Oh, my God. Someone's texting me, how do you make it through these AWOD bits? I don't know. You know what? I just look for 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you're just waiting for We have a guest coming in studio, too.
Yeah, have fun.
We have a guest coming in studio today.
He's going to sit over there, though.
In like... Yeah, but
he's still
going
to step over.
He's 3 feet away from a crime scene.
Don't step on these 4 feet of eggs,
it's embarrassing.
And bagels. God.
Maybe we didn't think that out so
well. I mean, it was one thing when Jason used to disrespect the whole studio. Remember that one year where we were in Fairfax, but we weren't in kind of the main studio where we did the bulk of the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
We were in the other production studio. Jason legitimately used hot loogies and rub them to the floor.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I knew we were leaving that building, so it didn't matter.
Right. You knew it was in the rear view.
That's also.
I don't do it in here.
That's also the studio where you threw an orange at Brett.
Right. I don't do it in here. I wait until I get out in the hallway.
Exactly.
On the way to the bathroom.
All right. It is Open Live Thursday. You want to chime in on anything? 800-636-1067. We will have comedian Fahim Anwar in studio coming up at 9:20. Maybe we'll have it cleaned up by then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here's the problem with the carpet as I see it. I think we're going to need to call Hadid.
we might have to.
You need this carpet shampooed.
Yeah. You know what? It's
You're not going to be able to get it out with paper towels.
It's long overdue for some sort of cleaning. And this might just be the tipping point.
I guess we didn't explain the visual because people are texting what happened.
Okay.
We just assume everyone was watching on NBC Sports Washington. But he jumped all over the bagel sandwich. And it looks like an elementary school cafeteria floor.
Well, yeah, you can see he was wearing boots, by the way.
And he slipped and he fell on his ass.
Because you can see the shoe print of eggs.
It was such a Rom moment. It's ridiculous.
He did a cake stomp.
He is a Rom wannabe.
He is.
With the yelling and screaming.
Yeah. It's very over the top. But I admit, I was entertained.
I was entertained. I didn't see it coming.
I was more entertained by the original.
Yeah. I could see that, but in the moment, I'm sorry. He made me laugh.
Yeah.
He made me laugh. I thought it was a good quality bit. Now, the problem is there's a big giant mess. It's like a crime scene in the studio as far as getting it cleaned up.
I don't even care.
Management is Rick.
Oh, I bet they are.
I can tell.
What do you mean you can tell?
Well, CK came in here and said, good luck cleaning that up.
Did he order him to clean it up? Or is he talking all three of you?
Us, I guess.
I honestly think I made less of a mess when I was like passed out for 5 hours.
I did not have any idea he was going to stomp on that like the dude got stomped on in American History X at the beginning of the movie.
Right. Herb stomp.
Yeah.
By the way, Jason did note that he smells his food, and if that's a regular thing, he's just a weirdo. That was a weird move.
He doesn't do that.
No, he was just playing
it
up for the camera.
I was committed to the bit.
What is he, Hawkeye from MASH?
Well, is that one of his moves?
Yeah, of course. He'd
always smell his food?
Of course. He doesn't do, I know he was committing to the bit.
I watched MASH.
It was a bit move.
I was never a big MASH guy.
I wasn't.
A little bit before my time. Little bit. It just was.
We're the same age. You weren't before your time.
It's kind of before my time.
Oh.
I consider like
it's only
MASH,
a classic. It's only a classic.
Like Barney Miller, like
Barney Miller
soap.
A little bit earlier, I think.
Soap, yeah. I consider those a little bit before my time.
Did you watch Taxi?
I think I watched more Taxi than I watched MASH.
Yeah.
MASH was like, I don't want to do my homework and it's on, so I'll watch it to waste some time. That's kind of the way I approached MASH.
I loved it.
Never saw the movie.
I liked it better when McLean Stevenson was on it.
Okay.
Once Colonel Potter got in, it wasn't as funny.
Okay. If you say so.
McLean Stevenson and Larry Linville. They were the funniest guys to me.
Gotcha.
But anyway, point is, Hawkeye would smell his food, and then AWOD did it. There's no chance AWOD, when he sits down to eat, smells his food.
No, of course he doesn't.
So we opened up the show talking a little bit about Zion Williamson. So he had his debut last night. It was a big deal. ESPN was promoting it to death. They had a countdown, like 12 hours till Zion's debut. And he didn't do much for three quarters, but then he exploded in the fourth quarter with 17 points, hit four three-pointers, ends up with 22 points in just 18 minutes of play.
Very good.
You hit all your prop bets.
Yep. Love it.
You can talk about this personally, but I think generally speaking, I think there is going to be a lot more interest in the NBA. Like, he just had that effect. Cakes and I were talking about it yesterday, how when we had that appearance at the Xfinity store during March Madness, the streets were buzzing when Zion was here in D.C.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to definitely check out his next game.
Of course.
That's available.
Yeah. And the league needs it.
Yeah, I mean, the young stars. The league's ratings have been down.
They need the number one picks to be stars.
The ratings have been down a good amount for the NBA. So anything
surprised.
That brings more casual eyeballs, especially during a regular season that never seems to end because they play too many games. Hello.
It
can be nothing but a good thing if he's drumming up more interest.
I mean, when Zion comes here to play the Wizards, you think place isn't going to be packed?
Oh, of course it will.
But you just worry about the durability. He's had the durability, issues in college and obviously in the NBA. So.
He seems to have a huge leg sleeve.
Yeah. I mean, if he can stay healthy, I think it's a no-brainer he's going to be a star. He's just an athletic
freak.
Will
he be in the dunk contest?
I don't know.
Dwight Howard is going to be in the dunk contest.
Yeah, and he wants to use Kobe as a prop.
Yeah, he's coming back to the dunk contest. So, I thought he was great when he was doing it.
Was he going to jump over Kobe? I couldn't tell you when the last time I watched the dunk contest. It's probably like 1987.
Here's a headline, and this shows you where the dunk contest is in 2020. Report, Heat's Derrick Jones Jr. accepts invite to 2020 NBA Slam Dunk Contest.
You know who should
contest.
Be in it? John Morant should be in it.
He should be.
Derrick Jones is the best dunker in the NBA, though.
Nobody
knows who he is.
Well, yeah, but that's the way it's been. Kenny Walker was.
That's the way it's been.
More people knew who Kenny Walker was than who Derrick Jones Jr. is.
I bet Kenny Walker played four years in college.
Kenny Walker was a college star.
Yeah.
They knew who he was.
That's the thing. It's different now. Nobody knows Derrick Jones Jr.
Yeah, I mean, of course. But I think that the young stud, like, if Zion was healthy, he should be in it. John Morant should be in it. Those guys should get into this contest because no one's going to watch it unless you get those super. No one's going to watch it because Derrick Jones is in it.
No. Zach LaVine.
He doesn't bring one eyeball to the table. Not one. He could walk down the street in Miami and people don't know who he is. And that's the city where he plays.
I mean, the guys are great dunkers. I've watched the dunk contests. Zach LaVine against Aaron Gordon. I mean, they're really good dunks. But you're right. You want bigger names. You want the Zion Williamsons of the world in the dunk contest.
I'm
going to definitely check out Zion's next game. When did the Pelicans play? I've never ever in my life said when did the Pelicans play?
Why would you
play?
Seek out a Pelicans game
this
other
be
than
the
Zion?
First time.
I'll check the schedule for you.
I've officially aged
out of
the.
It's probably going to be televised.
I've aged out of the dunk contest. It used to be appointment viewing.
Oh, it's not appointment viewing. It used to be
can't miss.
I'll check it out just to see what happens.
It's no longer that.
No.
No longer. Like, I would watch start to finish.
Yeah.
Like, NBA Saturday,
right? Saturday
night,
contest.
I would watch everything. I would digest
everything. I don't
like
the new things they've done, too. They've added all these other wacky contests. We'll have, like, an old-timer shooting from half court.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, like, a WNBA player.
I haven't watched it in a decade.
I know. You're busy watching flops.
I've lost interest. In the NBA dunk contest.
JP, the Pellies will play the Denver Nuggets tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Hey, you get to watch Zion, and you get to watch an itch. You get to watch Jokic.
That's right.
Watch the Joker against Zion. It's a good matchup.
Yeah, so you can watch it. If it's appointment TV for you, there you go, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Actually, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, I will be at MGM National Harbor.
I applaud that.
I set up my appointment. I'm going to Osteria Costa at 6:15, and then... escorting my mom and a couple of friends to Dancing with the Stars.
Ah, very good. You'll have a fun evening at MGM National Harbor.
I don't know if I can bail and, like, gamble. Can I, like, I think I'm being a good son if I just escort them and have dinner with them.
Okay.
And then set them up in their seats. Do I have to sit there to watch the dancing?
I think your part is done. You've secured dinner and tickets to the event?
Yes.
Well, I think your work is done here. I don't think you have to sit through the entire event if that's not your thing.
I mean, secure dinner. I just went on Open Table and set up the reservation.
Ah, very good.
I'll be at the beach. I'm going to the beach this weekend.
Oh, you can enjoy
Ocean City? Which beach are you heading
to?
I'm
going to OC. I'm going to stay down there in my former condo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For free?
Exactly. Well, it's not for free. I still pay monthly.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Bung Bung Beach.
What are you doing like in the dead of winter at Ocean City?
So you go out to a couple dinners?
I pay that per month.
And for a place you no longer own.
And I still owe that.
Why don't you just stroke a check? Get that out of your life.
Because it's interest free. I might as well just keep my money. I don't want to just stroke
my doesn't that hang over your head?
I think about it every day.
The specter of it hangs over your head every day. Yes. You have to deal with it.
Yeah, I hate it.
What did you buy in at and what did you sell off at? Like, did you...
My share?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, you bought a condo with a friend, so you guys went
with
in.
Thomas
C. Mooney.
It was like
a $300,000 condo? $200,000?
No, $510.
$510, and then what was it worth when you got rid of it?
It appraised at 385. So you do the math.
Bad beat.
Awful beat. Worst beat ever.
So you basically bought it at its
worst at the peak.
It's worse than quad over quad.
Oh, I would argue that the feeling of quads over quads, or even worse, straight flush over quads.
Right. My point
in the moment is worse. That one, like the first 10 seconds. Is worse.
Yeah, not when you know how much I got beat on.
Being down over 100,000 real estate can't feel good.
No, that's pretty brutal.
It was a terrible beat.
All right, got to take a break.
But know what? Great memories.
Yes.
Memories for the
Love
kids.
Memories. Yeah. Like OAR. All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.